This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Monday was the final day for the House to pass any revenue raisers and still leave time for the Senate to act on them in the special session. Yet a bill to cut federal excess itemized deductions in half prompted protests like this from Livingston Representative Sherman Mack.
We have heard about what we're doing to corporations and what we're doing to help the needy. One class that we have neglected is the middle class, the people who actually work.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger had a few choice words for House members.
Guess what? It's Judgment Day. Everything's on the line now. There is absolutely no way to get where we need to go without revenue. Every reasonable person in this body knows that, but they don't seem willing to make a vote when it's needed.
And maybe that helped. There certainly seemed to be less resistance to Kenner Representative Julie Stokes' bill reforming individual income tax. Sherman Mack had questions for the author.
Your bill, it does away with all itemized deductions?
Yes, but we're bringing down the rates.
Stokes House Bill 75 would make all income up to $12,500 per year tax-free, and then the rate for everyone else would be just 3.8%. In exchange, the personal exemptions for taxpayers and dependents and the itemized deductions would go away, and it's a constitutional amendment.
This actually puts this tax policy decision into the hands of the voters. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. None of this happens without the voters deciding if they like it or not.
So it's really we, the people, voting, but not until this fall. And as for the budget holes, this is considered revenue neutral. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.